Proclamation number 3976 of 14th of February, 1947. Spiritual looking. Activity of the spiritual in matter. Everything you see only has eternal value if you look at it with the spiritual eye, if you are able to see the spiritual life in it, which visible matter keeps hidden from the physical eye. This spiritual life is imperishable but must first work its way through matter in order to be able to create and work without end in the stage of freedom. As long as it is still enveloped by matter, it is indeed not completely inactive, but this activity is minimal and time-dependent. It constantly changes and is not appropriate to the strength the spiritual originally had at its disposal, and therefore it is an imperfect state for the spiritual as long as its activity is subject to restriction, whereas the perfect spiritual can create without restriction and is exceedingly blissful in its awareness of strength. And then it is also no longer subject to the law of time but remains diligently active in a way inconceivable to man, because the fullness of strength of a being of light is inconceivable and unimaginable to him. And that is why the spiritual is also unhappy as long as it is enclosed by matter, which on the one hand prevents it from working freely and on the other hand reveals the degree of powerlessness in which the spiritual finds itself. And the person who is able to see spiritually will hardly be able to see the activity of the spiritual in hard matter, but only in the creations which signify a less hard covering for the spiritual. In the plant and animal world, where life is already recognizable to the physical eye, but a far more extensive activity presents itself to the spiritual eye. To be able to take a look at this activity is extremely instructive and only really opens up the purpose of creation to the observer. But it also requires a high degree of maturity on the part of the human being in order to be able to see the spiritual activity in the material creation. Then, however, he will also recognize God in his exceeding love, in his unsurpassable wisdom and his abundance of strength. Then he will already have become a being of light himself, which is allowed to dwell in God's proximity. And his stay on earth will not be long, for the degree of maturity which allows spiritual vision makes further earthly life unnecessary, unless the human being has a mission to fulfill which will keep him on earth for a longer time. Yet by virtue of spiritual vision he is already blissfully happy on earth, since he can at any time place himself in a state which allows him to dwell in the spiritual kingdom, and he is no longer earth-bound. Thus he no longer feels the encasement of his soul by the physical external form as a burden either, because he can detach himself from it at any time until he completely discards his body and can enter the spiritual kingdom as a being of light in order to likewise be active there with all his strength for eternity. Amen.